Do you know, I can't even remember what happened in the first one, so I don't know, I'm going to follow this. Can't even remember what happened in the first one, but I know it was shit. That's all I know, it was shit.
Three eyes in one breath makes you sound a rather egotistical young lady.
Has he got a different voice?
Scarred many children for many years.
That's the trouble with regeneration. You never quite know what you're going to get.
Come back, William Hartnell, all forgiven.
Yes, I shall come back.
What?
Is any more like this? Oh, please don't say yes.
She hasn't done it for a long time. She's got to practice.
Do you ever get the feeling this thing's never going to fit it?
This is Michael Trouton, and you're listening to The Wife in Space.
Okay, it's 11 o'clock on Saturday the 10th of November 2012. I'm sitting in a little chef with Sue. We're about to go into her first ever Doctor Who convention. Sue, how are you feeling?
I'm really excited, but I'm sort of a bit nervous as well.
Me too. So is there anything you're particularly looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Peter Davison and Benton.
Okay, so join us in a minute when Sue goes to her first convention. Okay, Sue, so we're inside the hotel. Anything to report so far?
Yeah, there's some funny-looking people about, isn't there? They've got all, like, loads of costumes on and stuff. It's always like this.
Yeah, it's always like this. I've got my Peter Davison costume in my bag, actually.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because I've got my Leela outfit in my bag.
So, which is the best costume you've seen so far?
Oh, I don't know. That woman in the Peter Davison looks pretty good. And there's a guy there that looks like Tom Baker, that's good. And there's another guy behind him that's got a Peter Davison outfit on as well. So there's two Peter Davisons and one Tom Baker just sitting right next to me.
It's like your dream come true, isn't it? Two Peter Davisons.
Yeah, lovely. But
speaking of Peter Davison, we're about to head into his panel and you're going to ask him a question. We've got a few questions you might ask him. What are the options that we've got?
I think the options are something along the lines of, why in Castrovalva did you wear black underpants with white trousers? And the other one is, are you going to board Colin out the jungle?
So stay tuned for that and we'll let you know what happens in the panel.
Well, I was looking up season 20, and then I wondered if they'll never speak again. For the love Neil holds for Snake Dance still is like cocaine. But the sound of mocking laughter, he soothes amusement at the sight of Mrs. Thighs. At the shining cube in Turlough's hands, she rolls her eyes. Listen to the fan theories churning. Lock the blog comments away. They're in answer to Sue's heartfelt yearning that as a guest star Trouton might come back and stay. From the Master's camp disguises to all the times the Doctor later will explain, and the time we went to Gallifrey to catch a plane. When the lighting man's hungover
and it's certain that the murker will appall. By some miracle, the sea-based lark still earns a fall. Listen to the fan theories churning. Lock all the comments away. They're in answer to Sue's heartfelt yearning that as a guest star Troughton can come back and stay. But I fear for Colin Baker that Androzani's left to hang its head in shame. For the travesty that follows hence returns the pain. When survival's finally over and the TV movie's axe is gonna fall, then the book will grace our smallest rooms forevermore.
Hi, Sue. This is Lord Dalek. I've got a question for you. Now that you've decided that Malcolm Clark is the best composer working for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in this period, does it make you reevaluate the position you took on his classic 1972 score for John Pertwee's adventure, The Sea Devils?
I think, I don't even know this guy. Is who, Malcolm Ho?
Malcolm Clark, he does all the clangy music. You liked Earthshock, the music in Earthshock. Clang, clang, clang.
I like that. Okay.
But you didn't like the music in The Sea Devils, so would you go back and watch The Sea Devils?
Absolutely not.
Right answer. Okay, we're at the Peter Davison panel. Peter Davison, about to come on. Excited?
Oh, I'm very excited. I've got a bit of a hot flush on, actually.
That's just the sort of thing that gets Peter Davison going in this day and age.
You're making me nervous for no reason. Why can't I just sit and enjoy it and listen to it? Why do you want me to engage with it?
Just asking, would you ever consider going to the jungle with Colin?
With Colin?
I don't know. Don't have to be with him.
You haven't thought it through, have you?
No. And here we go.
Hey.
Yeah, I think one of them did Jim will fix it, didn't they? I think Janet told me she did a
job. You nervous?
I'm very nervous because he might not see me.
No, I think people get it.
Stand up.
Very unfortunate, but
nobody else is standing up. Hi there, Peter. On a lighter note, what's going to be your first line on the 50th anniversary special?
My first line?
you must have had that call.
It'll be that thing about the end of that Monty Python thing, right? Where the show plays finishes just before he gets in. Yeah, I never quite arrive, and so it's just I've just missed it. I don't know. I don't know anything about any plans for the 50th anniversary special.
Okay, Sue, so you've just been to your first panel with Peter Davison. What was it like?
I was a bit nervous, actually, waiting to ask a question, but it was all right. It was a bit heavy. Talk about Jimmy Savile all the time and paedophilia. It was like a bit, like, down. Like
They were supposed to be talking about the case of Androzani.
Yeah, they were, a little bit, but, it soon went on to Jimmy Savile and BBC, but, yeah, it was all right.
Did you learn anything about the case of Androzani that you weren't previously aware of?
Well, everybody seems to think it was the best story ever, but I would disagree with that. It's only a 9 out of 10, definitely.
You don't want to give it a 10?
Off, do I?
So, we're chilling out in the bar. Have you seen anybody else famous since you've been here?
Yeah, I seen that one with the red hair. I can't remember what they call her now. She said hello to me in the way past.
Oh, Louise Jameson.
Yeah, that's her, Louise Jameson.
Louise Jameson said hello to you?
No, she didn't say hello to us. I sort of got in her way, so I said sorry. And she went, okay.
That's how it starts. So you're looking forward to seeing Terence Dicks later?
Bowie? No, yeah, I am actually, yeah.
We'll check in with you later. Thanks, Sue.
The Harp of Rassilon. I never knew he was musical. A tune. Well, if it is a tune, what could it be? A tune like the one that's been under my nose all the time, perhaps.
This is a story about John Nathan Turner, who disguises guest actors, invariably the master, from Leon Naite to Mr. James Stoker, Sir Jules Estrama Grease. They did it anagram style.
Hey,
Instagram style. They did it anagram style.
I don't think I can take much more of this.
Then there's this.
Sue Perry-Mer, Smeary Prune or Meanie Purser, and Anthony Ainley can only knit hyena. Can Neil Perryman unleash his inner lamprey? Glenn Smarty agrees. They did it anagram style. Fan-wise epic, that is. The Wife in Space.
Okay, so it's about 8 o'clock on the Saturday night. My flu's getting worse, but we're still here. Sue, how are you finding Dimensions so far?
Well, you know, it's pretty quiet, really. There's not a lot of people here, and there's not a lot going on.
I think that's because they knew you were coming.
Probably.
Have you seen anybody famous since we last checked in?
Well, you know, I saw K9, but he didn't look like he did on the telly. And it was the other bloke, Tim Hurst.
That's quite amazing, that.
So, Neil, this morning we went to see Pete Davidson. We went to the panel and asked him a question. I've spoken to two doctors now. You haven't spoken to any. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel terrible. You're going to try and speak to McCoy tomorrow.
Am I?
That might be a spoiler. Maybe we won't let you. The thought of you speaking to three doctors and not me speaking to any would probably be too much for me to take, actually. Yeah, I'm quite upset.
Good evening, Sue. Here is the question which everybody is going to be asking this time. If you had your own chameleon, one which actually worked, and it was prepared for one day to turn itself into one person for you, any person at all that you wanted, who would you choose? P.S. Somebody other than Michael Bubbly, please.
Who would I turn him into for a day? Probably a handyman.
Just a handyman?
Any handyman. Somebody who can do a bit of gardening or a bit of DIY, because my husband doesn't do that.
That makes you feel really bad. You're supposed to come up with a fantasy character. It's not just some bloke you can meet down the road.
But it was just a touching of Sue's face, the blue blown up photo of her face. It was quite disturbing.
To do, I just love Doctor Who. And Sue, I don't just like you, I love you. We should run away. I'm only 21 and you're in your 40s. You could teach me things and blow me away. And Sue, I don't just want you, I need you. My love is here to stay. I've been waiting 20 years to have my first kiss. I need to prove to myself. Girl who likes who's as pretty as
turn as smart as you. And if I get bored, I could always cheat on you with Nicole. She's near my age. And Sue, I don't just like you, I love you. We should run away. I'm only 21 and you're in your 40s. You could teach me things to blow me away. Sue, I don't just want you, I need you. My love is here to stay. I'm waiting 20 years to have my first kiss. I need to prove to myself I'm not gay.
I've got to say, it does take a lot of courage to send a song to somebody where you're basically saying that you want to sleep with their wife and daughter. That takes more balls than Tim Hurst. Sue, what do you think of that? Are you flattered by that?
I'm a bit shocked, really.
I'll get you another drink.
I'm hoping it's tongue-in-cheek, and I'm hoping it's all very, very innocent. But if it isn't, I'll come round there and chop your balls off, mate.
Hey, Neil and Sue, it's Simon Harries here. Congratulations on making it to the end of the Peter Davison years. That's 21 years of Doctor Who. So many laughs, so many cushions thrown, and your blog remains as entertaining and outrageous as ever. And how brilliant that just as you're about to start the Colin Baker era, he should find himself in the jungle on ITV, ready for Sue to compare and contrast. So I have two questions, and the first is for Neil. Which of Sue's comments and scores for the Peter Davison stories have surprised or shocked you the most?
I guess it will be Sharda. Shake that.
No, it's not Sharda or Shakedown, Sue. We've done neither.
Snake Dance, sorry.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Snake Dance. Snake Dance is a 9 out of 10, and you gave it a 5.
Well, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. In my opinion, that's what it was worth.
Was it worth sleeping in separate beds for that week?
Absolutely.
And here's my second question, which is for Sue. You've pointed out a couple of times now how obviously Peter Davison's Doctor is very easy on the eye. So I just wondered, what would be the plot of your fantasy episode of Doctor Who starring Peter Davison?
Probably one where he just walks around with his negligee on all day.
Negligee?
No, that smoking jacket thing he wore. What was that one he wore? He
had like the dressing gown.
Bit of a dressing gown thing going on.
His paisley dressing gown.
Yeah, paisley dressing gown. I don't need to think about that really, because it's like a scenario fantasy. You know, I need time to think about that when I'm in the right mood.
It's personal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit personal, Simon. Don't ask me those questions.
There's a bloke over there. I think he's come to the wrong graduation. Look, him in the black walk when he turns round.
He's come as John Pertwee, you idiot.
But he's missed his graduation ceremony.
It's John Pertwee.
It's an MA from Swindon. No, it's an MA from the University of Darlington. So tell me about this John Levine cabaret. Is it something that he does all the time? Is it like his party piece?
Well, yeah, John Levine has got an album out. He's done a bit of stand-up comedy. I've seen some stand-up comedy in the past, with the emphasis on stand-up, not so much the comedy. But he's singing tonight, and apparently he's going to be singing some classics like Lady in Red. So it's good to see you dressed in red tonight, Sue. He's going to like that. And who knows what might happen. He's a law unto himself, John Levine.
Hello, I'm Andrew Smith from summerwinos.co.uk. I'm sure there's a crossover appeal
there. It's a great site.
And my question for Sue is, do you have a prenuptial agreement and will it hold up in court?
No, we don't, but we should have got one, shouldn't we?
Too late now. Do you think our marriage is stronger? That's obviously a no.
I'm Andrew Orton, author of Maximum Power and Orton on Guide to Blake 7. You should all buy it. I'd like to ask Sue, if she had to sing a duet with John Levine, what song would she sing?
Love lift us up where we belong. That one.
I hope he does request, that's all I'm saying.
Years fly by, they're here and gone. Regenerations don't last too long. Time's drifted on since my last song. Not long till you reach the end. Only 3 doctors left to go. 5 seasons more to see. Experiment is ending soon, we know. But then you can be free. Do you feel your change to Doctor Who? Don't Does the classic series really stand up to renew? Do the sets feel as real? Do they seal the deal or just wobble? Does the woodwork jump right out at you? Are you growing weary of the television screen? Are you driven crazy by monotonous routine? That'll scream of the theme, will it seem like a dream that you woke from? Has your personal leisure had just dulled? And lost its sheen? Sushi sat through 7 years of Baker. Who knows just when Neil had thought this mighty test would take her? Kept her eyes on the prize, was it wise given the size of his era? Was she brave or did common sense forsake her? 2 years since you began, a most determined spouse, waiting eagerly for Peter Davison, and wading through 42 episodes of Matthew Waterhouse. So tell me, are there any feelings of regret? Do you think that Neil will be forever in your debt? Can you say there's a day when you may just press play on a hard note? Or maybe you'll go back and reevaluate the robots of death. You were wrong that time. So very wrong that time. Nine out of 10.
Okay, we're in the Holiday Inn ballroom waiting for John Levine. I'm joined by Andrew Smith. Are you familiar with John Levine's cabaret?
I am very familiar. I've been with John in a very windy tent, and it was an experience.
Got to be careful. Andrew, are you excited?
I'm very excited. I've never seen John sing before, which is what I'm most looking forward to, although I have seen some of his stand-up comedy, which I can confirm exists.
So how do you feel about people slagging off your favourite character in Doctor Who?
I think it's shocking. I love Benton. He's my favourite.
And here he is, the man, the legend, the Benton.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little overdressed, but who cares? And I've actually got 12 of these suits at home, I have to be honest. I don't like the suit, but I love being measured.
We're currently at Dimensions watching a John Levine montage, and Andrew, is it true that they're actually playing every line he said in the series?
It's not even just in the series, I think it's every line he's ever said in his life.
It's getting pretty hardcore, we're into our third hour now. It's getting desperate. Let us out. He's going to sing Lady in Red to Barry Letts.
He's going to sing Lady in Red to Barry Letts. This is something I want to say and hear.
I think we're through the looking glass now, people.
There are places I remember all my life. Some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, remain. All these places have their.
You to do something, Tom,
yes, you can.
Quickly. Could you say, I'm John Levine and you're listening to The Wife in Space?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to say a bit more than that, though, eh?
Well, it's just for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Could but, you? Would you mind?
No, sorry, hang on. So my name is John Levine and...
You were listening to The Wife in Space.
The Wife?
The Wife in Space.
Wife yeah. as in wife in
Mate,
space?
Like The Wife. No, I'm John Levine and you are listening to The Wife in Space.
Okay. I am John Levine, and I am listening to The Wife in Space.
Well, thank you for listening to The Wife in Space, but could you say, I am John Levine, and you were listening to... Sorry, John.
Let go.
Sorry, let me get you another one, Chuck.
No, it's
sorry.
Not the best of f***ing suit.
Oh, sorry, Chuck. Sorry. Sorry. Let me get you something.
You've killed it dead now.
Let me get you something. Do you, no, want, no, me, do you want me to get you a cloth?
Right, I'm in the
I'll
toilet.
Clean
Leave
the
f***ing mic for a moment.
Yeah, but I was upset him really badly.
No!
Yeah, turn it off.
No way. Okay, well, so we're walking around the front of the...
We're running away from John Levine.
It's all gone a bit pear-shaped. You're shaking?
No, I'm just cold. No, he just was really angry. Really angry. What a diva. Ghost of Ruby, you should never meet the people that you like. Because now he's a c***.
We'll bleep that. Okay, we've just come home. Sue, how are you feeling about what just happened?
I'm a bit upset, really. I mean, the thing is, when I used to watch Doctor Who in the Benton era, every time he used to come on screen, I used to be, like, quite happy to see him, like, smile on my face. And tonight, I sort of done something, which, yeah, it was my fault. I sort of banged into him a little bit. And he was really charming at the beginning, but I sort of banged into him, knocked a little bit of his Guinness on his suit. Cheap suit at that. And he just went off it. He just went mental. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was a bad thing, but honestly, his face and his anger and his eyes, he was just like, he wasn't even acting, that's a thing. Do you know what I mean? He was actually genuinely upset.
Has it ruined your experience of conventions?
Oh, no, not at all, because it was lovely to see people today. I mean, it was lovely to see all our friends, you know, and that was lovely. And it was a lovely atmosphere, until then. And I've been a bit clumsy today. I banged into that Leela woman. What's her name?
Louise Jameson.
Yeah, I banged into her and I said sorry. But she was fine. You know, she didn't give me a hard time. She just walked on professional. You know, a real pro. You know, and like Benton, my hero, just like flipped.
What did you think of his act?
That wasn't an act. That was him getting up, testing a few jokes out, realising there was shit. Everybody else realising there was shit. To be honest, it was a bit sad, really. But you know what made this today for me was meeting Michael Trouton. What a charming man. He was absolutely lovely.
He seemed quite touched when you told him that Patrick was your favourite doctor.
Yeah, I said, I like your dad. Yeah, he was lovely. And you know what? He was just genuinely lovely as well. It wasn't like a fake. It wasn't a put on. It was just, he was lovely.
Okay, so it's Sunday, and I'm afraid we didn't make it back to the convention. It's not anything to do with Benton. It's because we're not very well, and in fact, we're on the sofa under the duvet now. It's a bit like the first episode of Survivors. I'm Greg.
And I'm Tom.
I think that was supposed to be Welsh. So, it's the next day. Unfortunately, we can't drag ourselves back to the convention, but you've had time to reflect on what happened yesterday, and how do you feel about things now, Sue?
Well, you know, in the cold light of day, I feel a bit calmer now. And, you know, in retrospect, when you think about it, he was, like, doing a gig and it was, like, half-time. And he had to go back on and perform. So, I mean, I could imagine him being a little bit, sort of, a bit irate. So I don't feel as bad, really.
What we're going to do now is we're going to ask you some quickfire questions.
Oh my God, you know what my memory's like, Lily? It's going to be awful again.
Okay, Sue, so the first question is, which story, according to Peter Davison, had the worst production assistant of all time?
Oh.
He told you this yesterday in his panel.
I was probably not listening because I was too anxious because I was ready to ask him a question, probably.
It was Four to Doomsday. He was a bit catty, wasn't he?
He was a little bit, yeah.
What disease did Nyssa have?
Oh, leather.
Nearly. It's Lazar disease.
Oh, come on, that's close enough.
Okay, next question. I want you to name one script editor who worked on Doctor Who during Peter Davison's era. Just one of them.
Robert Holmes.
No, not Robert Holmes. Script editor. Well, you've got plenty to choose from.
This is implying that I read the credits, Neil. This implies that I want to care about this bit. I have no idea.
Okay, well, this brings me on to the next question then. What does the H in Christopher H. Bidmead stand for? And he's one of the script editors.
Now you've said it, it's quite obvious. Obviously it's Bidmead. Yeah, I know that now. Christopher H. Harry?
It's Hamilton.
Why is that important?
It's not important. What's Peter Davison's real name?
Oh, no, I know this. It's Moffat.
Who composed the clang, clang, clang music?
Somebody or other.
We only spoke about this yesterday. This just proves how bad your memory is.
But it just proves that it's just information I don't need to know or want to even think about again.
All right, well, I'll tell you his first name, see if you can get it. Malcolm...
Robinson.
Did JNT and Eric Saywood get on with each other? That's another script editor, by the way.
No.
Can you mend people?
No, you can't mend people.
Okay, now we're going to play fill in the blanks. You just need to fill in the blanks of the episode titles. Warriors of the...
Deep.
Well done. Resurrection of the...
Dalek. Daleks. Daleks, come on, you've got to give me that.
Okay, I'll give you that. Black...
Hole.
Black...
Narcissus.
Black... Black...
Orchard.
Close. Orchid.
Oh, yeah.
The last one. The King's...
King's Horses. I don't know.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so can you sum up Peter Davison's Doctor in three words?
Yeah, he will be sensitive, sexy, and probably solid.
Still to come! Baker!
Are you looking forward to the Colin Baker era, Sue?
Yeah, I am actually. It'll be, it's going to be refreshing, I hope. A bit different. Something else to talk about, hopefully.
And I don't think you've ever seen one episode of Colin Baker, and have you ever?
Do you know, I don't think I have, actually.
I'd just like to thank everybody for sending in songs and questions to Sue, and I've credited everybody on the actual website itself. So join us next time for the Colin Baker era.
Oh, God, haven't they got to time lash yet? Pull your finger out, Neil! Oh, on second thoughts, put it back in.